United States. In order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Ty Bollinger. We're going to be talking about his book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. Now, certainly, if we go back 100 years or more, why cancer was very rare. Some people say it was 1 in 50, 1 in 80. Doesn't really matter. Today it's 1 in 3. Why the dramatic increase in cancer? And then we hear talk about cancer treatments that are outlawed in America. And many of these treatments are really very, very effective. In fact, one of our friends recently went to Mexico for treatment of her metastatic cancer and received a treatment that's banned in America, and last time I talked to her husband, why, she was really feeling great. And we know that Dr. Brzezinski, who in Texas has a treatment for cancer, well, I know people who've been there who've done very well under his treatment. These are terminal cases that have been given up by organized medicine, yet the government tried to send him to prison for 230 years. 230 years. Dr. Brzezinski, they tried to send to prison for 230 years. Why? Well, his cancer treatment was taken across state borders, and that's a federal crime because it wasn't authorized by the FDA. So we're going to send him to prison for 230 years, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not talking about something imaginary. I'm talking about something that's really very, very real. And this is, we could go down the list of whether it would be Laetril, Dr. Brzezinski's treatment, the shark cartilage treatment, certainly Dr. Lorraine Day's treatment, the treatment by Dr. Gerson, the treatment by Dr. Hoxie, all sorts of effective treatments for cancer that are outlawed in this country because they work. It's not because they don't work. It's because they do work. Time. How did you get interested in this story of cancer and come to write a book on it?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on today, Dr. Monteith. I appreciate it. And I guess that's a great way to start the interview. I had never even given cancer a second thought before my father was diagnosed in July of 1996 with cancer. I remember speaking to my wife just before Dad was diagnosed and just mentioning how odd it was that we knew so many people that had lost loved ones and had friends die of cancer, and no one in my family had ever died of any disease before a ripe old age. Shortly thereafter, my dad was diagnosed with cancer on July the 1st of 96. He went to the hospital for surgery. They botched the surgery, and he died in 25 days later, July the 25th of 96. So that was my first exposure to cancer, and I began to study at that point. We were planning to take Dad, it's funny that you mentioned Hoxie, we were planning on taking him down to the Hoxie Clinic in Mexico at that time because we had had some friends say that these natural treatments might be better. Unfortunately, that's not what the Lord had in mind for Dad, and he did not make it long enough to go down to the Hoxie Clinic. But that was my first exposure to cancer, began to do research. Some of the first research I did was on Laetril. You mentioned Laetril, the story of Jason Vale, who had cured his terminal cancer by eating apple seeds and apricot seeds. And over the course of the next several years, I lost both grandfathers, a grandmother, an uncle, a cousin, and then finally my mother to cancer. So I've lost most of my close family to cancer. So that was what really, it was a personal story for me. And that's what got me interested in studying cancer, writing the book eventually on cancer. I'm a Christian, and I thought the best way that I could honor my father and mother, since they were both gone, was to help others through their story, through their fight to beat cancer, through their testimony as they died. And so that was really the inspiration for the book.
So what did you find as you begin to look behind the veil that has been created by the medical establishment? And I'm not suggesting, ladies and gentlemen, the average doctor has any idea about this. The average doctor wants to help his patients, is sincere and dedicated, and suffers right along with them as he sees them die. But he doesn't understand that his organization has been taken over. Certainly these pharmaceutical industry has no desire at all to have an effective treatment for cancer, because they make fabulous amounts of money from products that poison you and may prolong your life a short period of time. Many instances don't prolong your life. Sometimes they actually kill you sooner. They know what they're doing. Radiation and chemotherapy does not help over 60 or 70% of the cancers. A few of them it does help. Certainly the lymphomas, Hodgkin's, leukemias, which used to be universally fatal, and sometimes people survive this, but most of the things that are done certainly are not effective. And if you look at the statistics, we are not prolonging the life of people with solid tumors with chemotherapy and radiation, but boy, we sure make them miserable. And you have to understand that we're dealing with organized evil. And when you understand that, it all makes sense. If you understand there are people who believe in population control. If you were to hear the, and we have this in a 4-CD set called The New Order of the Barbarians, where Dr. Dunnigan, who I've met and talked to, or at least I've talked to, he was a good friend of our friend Dr. Cuddy, so where Dr. Dunnigan heard Dr. Richard Day, the medical director of Planned Parenthood, say, there are too many people in the world, they're going to have to die of something, they might as well die of cancer. And we have treatments, and we are keeping them locked up in the basement of the Rockefeller Foundation. That was 1969.
Yeah, it was. 1969.
Go right ahead,
Pittsburgh.
Tell us what you have learned.
Yeah, that's interesting. That was, I was just reading some history about that. I believe that was in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 1969, wasn't it?
That's right. And we actually have the 4-CD set on that, and the transcript of what was said. Go ahead.
Wow. I've got to get a hold of that, Dr. Monteith, because that's fascinating. But yeah, that I've learned right in line with what you were just describing. I was actually shocked at the suppression of treatment that's going on. I was shocked at the persecution of doctors that are using effective natural treatments for cancer. I didn't understand. I was still living in the matrix at that time. I did not understand that what we see is not what's really going on. I did not understand that what we are being told is not necessarily the truth. I did not understand that the driving force behind modern medicine is not the therapeutics, that it is not healing, but the driving force is money and how much money can be made off of a patient. And I did not understand that the reason that chemotherapy and radiation and surgery are the three approved treatments for cancer is because they are the most lucrative. So that was a real wake up to me. And as I learned these things, and
hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment here. Good.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
We the people of the United States In order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware,
health, wellness, electrical,
electronics,
construction, carpet cleaning,
legal,
or animal care,
and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. and back here at American Student Network, our guest this morning, Ty Bollinger, we're talking about his book on cancer. And Ty, you go right ahead.
Yeah, so what I was saying is I was astounded at the suppression of treatments that's going on and learning that it's really money that's the driving force behind the decisions of what is approved treatment today in the cancer world and what's not. Not necessarily getting people healthier, because study after study have shown that chemotherapy and radiation are not effective. They're effective on a small percentage of cancers, very, very small percentage of cancers, and that most people, I can't remember the authors of this study, but that most people that take chemotherapy will actually die sooner from the chemotherapy than they would have if they had done nothing at all. So that's something that began to really irritate me and make me very upset about the fact that I believe that my parents could still be alive if the truth had been shared, if the truth was readily available for them to know that they had treatment options that were natural, that were not toxic. My dad died of the surgery and my mom died of the surgery. They both were killed by the surgery for their treatment or for their cancer, not from the cancer itself. I have a good friend that's a medical doctor that I've written a couple of books with, not the cancer book, not Cancer Step Outside the Box, but other books. And he was, he used to work for the Department of Justice as a forensic pathologist. He has a wide range of experience doing autopsies on cancer patients. And he told me that he's never autopsied a cancer patient that actually died of the cancer. He said everyone he's ever autopsied that had cancer actually died from chemotherapy toxicity or radiation toxicity to the internal organs. So that was a real wake-up call to me.
Well, I think that we really need to reevaluate what we're doing for cancer, and the doctors do not know this. I go to the meetings regularly. They're never told any of these things. They're told their standard methods of treatment. These are the standards. And these doctors who have these alternative treatments, they're quacks, they're in it for the money, they're making big bucks out of it. They're not. Hoxie was an independently wealthy man who actually learned how to cure cancer from his dad, who learned how to cure cancer by watching the horses, how the horses don't get cancer. And he noticed he ate certain herbs and grasses, and he compiled something, and he gave it to his son, who made a fortune on other things and wanted to use the Hoxie treatment to cure people with cancer, and most of them he treated for nothing if they couldn't afford it. And they went after him and made his life miserable. Why? Because he had an effective treatment, and they don't want an effective treatment. Of course, I don't think that primary motivation is money, although it may be for certainly many of the pharmaceutical companies. But this is about population control, ladies and gentlemen. Population control, because there are too many people in the world, and they're going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. And as horrible as it is to say that, the reality is it's really true. Go right ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree, Dr. Monti. Actually, you know, I say that the primary driving force is money. That's the obvious driving force for folks that even aren't too awake. They can see that money seems to be controlling decisions for medical research, for cancer research, and so on.
Well, why don't
the bottom
you tell
line
our
is, though, I agree
about
with you
some
that
of the
eugenics,
effects
population
that you've
control.
Come across. What about Hoxie and some of the others?
Yeah, Hoxie, he was arrested over 100 times as well. You mentioned that Dr. Brzezinski they were going to sentence him to 230 years. Hoxie was actually arrested over 100 times by Al Templeton, who was the district attorney in Dallas. And Hoxie ended up curing Al's brother, Mike Templeton, of cancer with his herbal remedy that they called quackery. And then Al Templeton became his biggest proponent, began to defend Hoxie. So this is a very common story. It happened with Hoxie's nurse, too. His chief nurse was named Mildred Nelson. And she was completely opposed to Hoxie. She thought he was the biggest quack of the century until he secretly cured her mother of cancer. Then she became his chief nurse. So it's very interesting, the story of Harry Hoxie. I'm actually involved right now with a feature film that they're making out in L.A. about the life of Harry Hoxie. So very interesting story, Harry Hoxie. There's many more doctors that we could talk about that have had treatments that have been suppressed. You know, Royal Raymond Rice is a prime example. All of these situations, the AMA, with their head crony back at that time was Morris Fishbein, were going after these doctors because they were curing cancer, not because they were using ineffective therapy, but because they were treating cancer effectively. And they accused Hoxie of breaking interstate commerce laws, kind of the same way they have Brzezinski. But you know, the bottom line with these treatments is they do work. They're extremely effective, but most of them are extremely cheap. And so not only are they not going to put any money into the pockets of pharmaceutical companies that cannot patent a natural herb, but they're also going to heal people, and so they're not going to allow them to accomplish their primary underlying insidious goal of eugenics, depopulation of the world, which I agree with. I mean, if you look at the way that the Rockefeller Institute infiltrated the American Medical Association back in around the turn of the century, 1900, and the Flexner Report, and the reason now that medical schools teach drug-intensive medicine, it's because of that. Not because drug-intensive medicine is better, but because of what happened back around the turn of the century 100 years ago with the Flexner Report and basically only giving the grade A mark to medical schools that were teaching drug-intensive medicine. If you look at the Rockefeller influence on the eugenics movement, and he's the eugenics daddy here in the United States. And so I believe, I'm with you there, that we look at money as one of the primary driving goals, but underneath all of this is the eugenics agenda. As a matter of fact, in 1989, Rockefeller Foundation and the Population Council, which he founded in 1952, they were looking at using the tetanus toxoid as a carrier for HCG, which can cause spontaneous abortion and miscarriages. And they did research in 1989 through the National Institute of Immunology, I believe it was. And then a few years later, in Nicaragua, Mexico, and then in the Philippines, we had huge outbreaks, for lack of a better word, of spontaneous abortions and miscarriages among what seemed to be healthy women. They found through the research that the Philippines did that the tetanus vaccine had been contaminated with HCG. So there you go. I mean, do they have definitive link to the Rockefeller Foundation and the Population Council that they were the ones that spiked the vaccines? We don't, but we do have research they'd done years before, 3 or 4 years before this happened, that showed that they could begin to cause spontaneous abortions and miscarriages with this.
And
we know that
this
is their stated goal.
And that's why you should never take a vaccine, ladies and gentlemen, because you don't know what they put in that vaccine, and they've done this in other countries. They put in this hormone into the tetanus vaccine, which they gave to every woman in childbearing age in the Philippines so they would abort. And nobody has ever held responsible or criminally liable for the things that they're doing. They put cancer viruses in the vaccines, and maybe they say, well, we didn't know it was there. But after they knew it was there, they still continued giving the polio vaccine that contained a cancer virus until it was all used up because they didn't want it to go to waste. We're not talking about things imaginary. We're talking about things that are really very, very real. Hoxsey, actually, Morris Fishbein of the AMA, offered to buy the Hoxsey vaccine from Hoxsey and offered him a fabulous amount of money for the rights to his treatment. And Hoxsey said, well, I'll give it to you. I'll let you have it. But you have to promise that if somebody can't afford the treatment, that you'll give it to them anyway. And, yes, of course, Fishbein wouldn't do that. Fishbein had no intention, of course, of using it. His purpose was to squelch this and take it off the market. Within the last 3 months, within the last 6 months, GlaxoSmithKline and French put out $725 million. $725 million. Gave it to Harvard University to buy up the rights to develop a resveratrol-based drug for longevity and for treatment of cancer and all the other things that this resveratrol-based drug would do. This work was done by Dr. David Sinclair back there, who had actually started the longevity company with my good friend Bill Sardi. And after GlaxoSmithKline and friends had spent about 6 months with the rights to this product, they just dumped it. In other words, they said, well, we're going to discontinue all further research and efforts to develop this. It doesn't work. Would you put out $725 million to develop a drug that wasn't going to work? Or was this simply a means of suppressing a very effective treatment for what would be wet macular degeneration and saving the sight of 30,000 people in America per year? Or would it be because, of course, it's very effective, at least in animals, on cancer and heart disease and infections and all sorts of things? Could that be why they put out $725 million to suppress an effective treatment? Do these sort of things go on? Well, they went on with Hoxsey, and, of course, eventually they crushed Hoxsey, a fabulously wealthy man. But his crime, he wanted to help people with cancer. Go right ahead.
Yeah, no, I agree. Hoxsey, he had had that passed down from his father that he would always treat people for free that couldn't afford it. And so that was one of his primary goals, was to treat everyone, regardless of whether they had money. And Fishbein and did not like that. His group of investors did not like that. They wanted to make money on it, if possible. And I think their primary goal, I'm with you, was to squelch it, actually, which is what has been going on with the resveratrol research there. And you asked the question, a rhetorical question, would they spend $725 million to squelch the competition? Absolutely, they would. They get rid of the competition, they'll make that back in no time, because the amount of markups that these drug companies are able to generate on their products is unbelievable. So that's a drop in the bucket for them to be able to get rid of some of their competition. And I'm a firm believer resveratrol is a fantastic anti-cancer. It helps with eyesight and many other immune type malfunctions and diseases. So resveratrol is great. There's a lot of natural substances that God has put on this planet that work well with many different diseases. And what man does is he tries to come in, take one of the natural substances that God has made, tries to take one of the active ingredients out of that natural substance so he can patent it and make money on it. And then, of course, it doesn't work anymore the way that the natural substance did, because you can't improve on what God has made. But that is a benefit to the drug companies, because their goal is not really to cure or to even improve the condition. The goal is to make money on something that appears to improve the condition while creating more conditions that they can treat with more drugs. It's a great business model for the drug companies if you have no moral conscience on the way that you're affecting people, and they obviously do not.
Well, certainly if you had one pill that would prevent disease, why, you'd put the pharmacy industry out of business. You're talking about $1 trillion a year business. Why, you couldn't have one pill or one pharmaceutical product or one herbal product that would prevent most diseases. Oh, this would be catastrophic. Think of all the people working for the drug companies would be out of work. And they say, well, that couldn't be. Yeah. Well, I would ask you, why would GlaxoSmithKline in France put out $725 million to take a product off the market? This happened in the last, I'm not sure, the last year or so anyway. Anyway, certainly our guest this morning, Ty Bollinger, his book. How will people get copies of your book, Ty?
Yeah, they can just go to my website, www.cancertruth.net.
Cancertruth.net. Once more, give that site again.
Yeah, www.cancertruth.net.
Cancertruth.net.
They can sign up for my free newsletter there. They can get the book there, and there's a lot of information on the site, cancertruth.net.
All right, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. What I'm talking about is something that's very real. It affects every one of you. We're talking about genocide going on in America and throughout the world. And the fact you're not hearing about it reflects the degree of control that exists that the American people think.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188. CINN stations in ALT salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in ALT, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Milner, and back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Ty Bollinger, we're talking about his book on cancer, Out of the Box. If you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524. And, of course, this book centers on cancer. And cancer is being used to kill off a significant part of our population. There are effective treatments. They've been around for a long time. And, of course, they are systematically suppressed. And certainly, if you've never read the book on Dr. Brzezinski, The Brzezinski Breakthrough, we have a four CD set on Dr. Brzezinski where you can actually hear him and hear other people and hear the families who have been deprived of the right to save the lives of their children because, of course, of government policies that killed their children because they would not allow them to have the treatments which could have saved their life. And we're not talking about something imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. There's a Hoxie Clinic in South in Mexico, Gerson treatment, Leotril treatment, centers in Mexico where you can go and you can get effective treatment to save your life, but you can't get it here in America. And the fact that you're never going to hear about this on CBS, ABC, NBC, CNN, simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over the mass media in America. Well, our telephone number, 877-254-7524, if you have a question or comment, or you say this just couldn't be true. Ty, what happens when you tell people about this, and what sort of response have you had to your book?
Yeah, most people don't believe that this could be true because, you know, we're living in the matrix. We're living in a society where we are spoon-fed the information that we're supposed to believe, and we're living in a society where doctors are regarded as basically demigods, and the medical establishment is looked upon as being altruistic and out to help us. But so the reaction that most people give, and it's improving. I published the book 6 years ago, and at first I got a lot of backlash against the book, and I even got some death threats from anonymous emails saying, you know, I was messing with the wrong industry, don't mess with big pharma and things like that. Probably just some wacko people, but.
Well, don't be sure it's wacko people. I think maybe you're lucky to be alive, but go ahead.
Well, you know, it is a big industry that we're stepping on the toes of, but the bottom line is I want to tell the truth, and that's my goal, is to spread the truth, and I don't care who doesn't like it. The truth is the truth. Jesus is the truth, and so I want to talk. I talk a little bit about Jesus in the book as well, and about the spiritual cancer that we have, and the need that we all have for Jesus to be our Savior. And so, that's the main goal, is to spread the truth. But I did get a lot of backlash. People don't understand, though, that the reason their doctors don't understand about these treatments and don't know about these treatments is because that they underwent about a decade of brainwashing in medical schools that are largely influenced by big pharmaceutical companies. And then when they graduate from medical school and begin to practice medicine, they get their continuing education from medical journals. But the medical journals receive over 90% of their funding from big pharmaceutical companies advertising drugs. And the studies have shown that there's a lot of fraud in these medical journals. There's a study done in 1987 in New England Journal of Medicine that showed there was an author named Slutsky that had published over 130 articles over several years in peer-reviewed medical journals that the doctors get their information from. The study showed that in the New England Journal of Medicine that 60 of these 130-plus articles, almost 50% of them, were fraudulent. So fraud is commonplace in these medical journals. But see, the doctors have the blind faith in the big pharmaceutical companies that they're engaged in some kind of rigorous studies and testing in clinical trials, and they believe what's in these journals. And then they prescribe the drugs to their patients. But Journal of American Medical Association in 2002 showed that 87% of the physicians that are involved in the establishment of the guidelines on disease have financial ties to the pharmaceutical companies that they're talking about their drugs. So we've got a lot of financial ties. This would not be legal in anything else. This would be called collusion or bribery. But we have this in medicine, and unfortunately, the doctors have really not been taught to think for themselves, but to place blind faith in the medical journals and in the rigorous testing, supposedly, that the pharmaceutical companies do on these drugs, when in reality, a lot of testing is not done on these drugs. I mean, look at Vioxx that was killed over, 60,000 people that was FDA approved. Bottom line is that the FDA maintains a deliberate campaign of censorship. They're kind of like the mob, and they've created a monopoly market. And if you go against the FDA, which we've seen with Royal Rife, Harry Hoxie, and many other doctors that I'd mentioned in the book, you'll be harassed, persecuted, and sometimes even killed. So they operate kind of like the mob. They intimidate the competition. That's their key tool. And it's all under the guise of this war on cancer, which is a complete joke. It's a complete fraud, kind of like the war on terror.
Okay, well, we've got a caller. Who's calling in?
This is Sean. Sean in Colorado. Good morning.
Good morning. Do you have a question or comment?
Morning, Sean.
Good morning. I was just wondering if you were familiar with the recent French study on GMOs with the rats that they did for a couple of years, and people didn't know about it until they released the results. The most prominent cancer the rats had was breast cancer. And yep. So it's coming from the food, and it's just a sick joke to see all these pink ribbons everywhere. And they're not going to tell you the truth. I'm glad that you are. I hope people will listen.
Well, I think thanks. The other thing
I'm very familiar with that study. Thanks for bringing that up. It's actually the first long-term study that has been done on genetically modified foods. It was just released in October out of France at the University of Caen. And what the authors and the scientists in the study found out through the study was that the genetically modified foods were causing, I think it was 70% of the females died prematurely. They were causing enormous cancerous tumors, and they were causing sterility in the rats that were tested. This is significant because it's the first long-term study that has been done on genetically modified foods, which folks that don't know, almost all of the corn and the soy and the cottonseed oil in the United States is genetically modified. Look at the ingredients on a package of processed food, and you'll find all of those ingredients, most likely at least one of them. The studies that had been done on genetically modified foods before this, they were all between 60 and 90 day studies, which did not give the rats time to develop the cancerous tumors. They only started after 120 days. And so they structured the tests so that they would seem to be safe. This is the first long-term test, and it's shown that genetically modified foods are not safe. They are killing us. They are causing cancer. And I believe they're a big part of the eugenics agenda. Why? You know, you don't need to line people up and send them to FEMA camps. You can just declare some kind of a fake pandemic and get them to line up and take the vaccines, or you can put it in their food and get them to eat it willingly. So why force them to go to the death camps? You can kill them slowly with the food they're eating. And that's exactly what's going on with genetically modified foods.
In fact, really, that's really so interesting. Basically, there were two big things. It produced cancer, it produced infertility, and both of those things are part of this worldwide genocidal euthanasia agenda. Basically, they will not allow the genetically modified foods in Europe. Well, if they're not safe in Europe, why are they safe in America? Because they're killing our population. They know exactly what they're doing. That's what Proposition 37 in California was all about. And we'll be back in just a moment.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Doc, and here at the American Freedom Network, and Christy set off the subject of GMO foods, that's the substance by itself. Ladies and gentlemen, they're intentionally poisoning the American people. And where's the outcry from the American people? Why, we're more concerned about football and basketball, and we're concerned about Black Friday that's coming up, and, you know, and all the great things we're going to be able to buy in the stores, and they do not understand. They're poisoning your children. Here in California, we tried to get through Proposition 37 that would require any food that had genetically modified food in it to have it labeled. They spent millions of dollars. Monsanto spent millions of dollars. And some of our finest politicians, people like Tom McClintock, everybody knows he's a responsible congressman. He set out his, he's always been good on every subject having to do with liberty, but he sent out all across the state, California, where people know him and trust him, saying there is no reason at all to label products as being genetically modified. That's just the crazy liberals. There is no evidence that genetically modified food is wrong. And of course, he was totally mistaken. Somebody had gotten to him, given him faulty information, and he played a large part in the defeat of Proposition 37. Trying to get people to understand. But, ladies and gentlemen, every one of you out there in the listening audience must start talking about cancer, must start talking about genetically modified food. Why are they giving cell phones to a lot of our kids in some of the states? You get a free cell phone. Why? You can monitor it. You can hear everything the child says. It's all permanently recorded. But, of course, certainly cell phones promote cancer and infertility, just like GMO food. I wonder why, and you wonder why they're giving them away to some children in certain of our states. Go right ahead, Dime. Do we still have our caller on GMO food? Did he drop off? I guess he dropped off. Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. But so many of the things, I mean, GMO food produces cancer. Cell phones produce cancer.
Yeah.
So many of the things in your vaccines, the aluminum, the mercury, the MSG, the aspartame, the formaldehyde, they all produce cancer. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. And that's why you should never take a vaccine, because you don't know what they put in it. And you haven't read the package insert. I had a lady call me the other day, wanted to know if she should take the shingles vaccine, which they were encouraging people to do. She works for a school. And I said, well, what's in the vaccine? Have you read the insert? Well, no, but she'd talk to her pharmacist, and he said, there was no mercury and no aluminum in it. Well, I looked it up. No, that's right. No aluminum, no mercury. All they had was something called monosodium glutamate, MSG, carcinogenic. MSG. Go right ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, unfortunately, people, a lot of pharmacists have no clue what's going on with the vaccines. But if you go to the CDC's own website, you can see the list of toxic ingredients in many vaccines, including the flu vaccine. And they still can contain Tamiflu, which is almost 50% mercury. They still contain aluminum. They contain MSG and other adjuvants, which are going to be neurotoxic. They're going to kill your nerves. They're going to be damaging to the brain. They're going to be excitotoxic. There was just an article that was released a couple days ago about the Gardasil vaccine, the HPV vaccine that supposedly takes care of cervical cancer. And they had always been telling the girls and the mothers, don't be afraid of this. It does not cross the blood-brain barrier. Well, new study that just came out in Pharmaceutical Regulatory Affairs actually shows that they do cross the blood-brain barrier, and there's a large amount of aluminum in the Gardasil vaccine, and they have found fingerprints, genetic fingerprints of this in the brain tissue during the autopsies of girls that have died from the Gardasil vaccine. And the study offers basic proof, definitive proof, that Gardasil causes blood vessel inflammation in the brain and leads to sudden death. So, and it also causes cancer. If you look, if you read the insert on Gardasil, you'll find out that it actually has, it'll say that there's a chance that it can actually exacerbate cancer and cause cancer. So that's just another example of dangerous vaccines that are actually going to be killing more than they are going to be helping. The whole vac, in my opinion, the whole vaccine industry is just a big charade. It's a cartoon, basically. I mean, the fact that we are going and then we're injecting our bodies with adjuvants, with aluminum, with mercury, with desiccated erythrocytes, and so on, MSG, formaldehyde, antifreeze. The list of toxic ingredients in these vaccines is absurd. If you or I were to take the list of toxic ingredients that are in most of these vaccines, and if I were to take it and spread that on a piece of bread and give it to my daughter or my son, I would be thrown in jail for child endangerment and attempted murder. But if we give it the same ingredients to a doctor prancing around in a white lab coat and he throws it into a syringe, they can inject it into the child and then it's supposed to be good for them. I don't understand. That makes no sense to me. But the problem is, Dr. Monteith, that we have not been taught to critically think. And so because they say it's good for us, we believe it is. Meanwhile, we're lining up and they're killing us with these vaccines.
It's sort of like when they put a dental filling in. Actually, the mercury in dental fillings is considered toxic and had to be handled very, very specially in a dentist's office before it's inserted into the mouth. But when the dental fillings are taken out, the mercury fillings, why they have to be handled as toxic material. They cannot be put in the garbage. They cannot be put in the sewer. They have to have special treatment of that mercury because it's deadly. But it's all right. It's no longer deadly, but it's in the mouth, in your mouth, venting mercury. That's perfectly all right. But
that's
it's toxic before they put it in your mouth, toxic when they take it out of your mouth, but it's not toxic in your mouth. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have dental fillings that are based on mercury, get them out. I've had mine out. And because, of course, you're constantly venting mercury into your system, there's no safe level of mercury. They know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. Half the dentists in America have quit using mercury fillings because they know what's going on, and yet the American Dental Association still recommends them. Why? Because they're poisoning the American people. Well,
yep.
What are your parting thoughts as far as our listeners are concerned, as far as your book?
I think the main thing that I want to get across to people is that, you know, I think we've effectively gotten across the assertion that they are killing us with these different vaccines with the food. So I think what's important, there's a cancer epidemic, Dr. Monteith, as you know.
We're out of time. God bless. We'll get you on other programs when I get back from Thanksgiving vacation. Bye-bye. God bless.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com. www.cinn.com or call 303-373-1188. CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and the time I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help us, our number is 1-800-544-9927. As you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio a day. We have afternoon, evening programs, and of course, we fortunately on this station, we don't have to pay to be on, and we appreciate Don's support for our ministry through the years as we actually reach out on Colorado and Wyoming, and we have listeners there, and certainly we hope that people will go to our website, radioliberty.com, where they can listen to our programs 24 hours a day on the Internet, iPad, phone, if you have a cell phone, or phone with unlimited minutes, why you can listen to our Genesis programs. But it's all expensive, and if you can help us by advertising with us, joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, getting the books, TV sets, I should say DVDs, videos, the CD sets, tape sets we have, why it all helps to keep us going. But if you're not in a position to help us financially, then we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, protection, our family, our staff, people who are involved helping us get the information out across America. Because we try to point out not only the fact that there really are conspiracies to kill off people, to promote wars, to use the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government, which is why we have our troops in 130 nations permanently stationed. Why do we have 11,000 troops permanently stationed in England? So we can control England. Why do we have 11,000 troops permanently stationed in Italy? So we control Italy. We control nations all throughout the world. We have our over 20,000 troops permanently stationed in Japan, 40,000 troops permanently stationed in Germany. We control those governments. I mean, Germany, the fourth largest economy, Japan, I mean, I think maybe fifth now, but Japan, the third largest economy. If we had Chinese troops stationed in Washington, D.C., who do you think would control Washington, D.C.? Ladies and gentlemen, you must understand that behind what's going on today are powerful spiritual forces intent upon bringing about a one-world government. They've already taken over America. They just haven't told the American people. And they're planning on plunging us into a terrible war with the Muslim world. That's why we're toppling the Muslim governments and uniting them behind the Muslim Brotherhood, who are financing. Why would we finance the Muslim Brotherhood? You have to have an enemy. And then we've got to arm them if we're going to have a long and horrible and bloody war. And I believe this is going to end with the destruction of America. But that's just what these people want, because they have an intense hatred of America, because it was founded as a Christian nation, and we still have the bulwark of Christianity in America, and they hate Christianity. That is what this is all about. This is a satanic conspiracy against Christianity. It's being fought throughout the world. It's being fought in our schools. They've infiltrated our churches, and yet, of course, we have a great deal to be thankful for. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and of course, I'm going to be with my family celebrating part of my family I haven't been with for a long time. And as we approach this time of year, we have to think about all the wonderful blessings that we have. That we have because we have a Christian heritage. Christmas has to do with Christianity, not with Christmas trees, not certainly with Santa Claus. Christmas is celebrating the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Thanksgiving is giving thanks to the Lord for what we have. We must be involved in this battle. Remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. please pray for America, but pray for Radio City, our position in Texas. Until next Monday, may the Lord bless you.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings." Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure